Okay, we're on page 366, and we're in Simon Shin Lamed Zayin Sif Gimel. Page 366, Simon Shin Lamed Zayin Sif Gimel. It's the last two sifim of the Simon Gimel. Ein sachin es hakaoka v'lemedichin oisoi afilu hu mu'utzav. You're not allowed to put oil on the ground or wash it, even if it's a tiled floor. Now, why would you put oil on the ground? We're going to learn that neither of these are permitted on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Tesvav, Ein Sachin, can't put oil on the ground. Peirush, Da'akam Hoya, Lasuch Shemin al HaKauka, Shel Beis HaMerchatz, Kiyotzeboi, Lehiskalgal Aleim. Their custom was, the Tesefta, that they would put oil on the ground of the bathhouse, and then they would roll around on the floor in the oil. But you can't do that on Shabbos. Tezayin, Lo Madich Noisei, nor can you wash the floor. What does that mean? They would block the pipe that would bring the water into the bathhouse. Then they would open up a hole on a hole there that was on the other side that the water should run through, meaning run across the floor of the bathhouse. And because it was a dirty floor, they would then wash the floor with this water that flowed onto the ground, and they basically released a way of getting water to run and kind of fill the ground with water, and they opened up that hole to do so, and now they've got water all over the floor. They can clean the floor. That's not allowed on Shabbos. The time called Eila. Reason for this is, and we're talking about an earthen floor. Mishum dechashin and hashvois gumois. Because we're concerned you might come to flatten the holes, the potholes. Even according to the opinion that says you're allowed to sweep the floor, which we discussed earlier, it's worse over here. Since he's trying to improve the ground by either putting oil on it or by washing it, he's focusing on the ground, actually doing to the ground itself. We're worried that he might see that there's potholes, forget it, Shabbos, and come to kind of flatten out the potholes. This is all talking about a regular earthen, or regular, but an earthen floor. But then the Shulchan Aruch added those words, even if it's a tiled floor, you're not allowed to do these things. Because again, it's a gezeirah in the case of a tiled floor, lest you come to do it in a untiled floor. Again, we discussed this in terms of sweeping the house. Is there a gazeira? When is there a gazeira? But this is the concern of the Hitzah of the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam. But how the Hitzah of the base, le'inin kibud v'le gaza, okay? Now, why didn't we say that when it comes to sweeping the floor? We said a tiled floor is okay. Meshum, the kibud hu yose dava nochot me'adocha. It's more an important and more urgent need to sweep your floor than it is to wash the floor, and therefore, this is how he explains it, and therefore, we're more makel with sweeping than we are with the washing. You should know that when it comes to washing a wood, like beam, wood floorboard type of floor, people do nowadays. Aside from the washing, there's another problem with doing that. Washing the floor. What's the problem with washing the floor, aside from the problem of flattening out the potholes, which is relevant by an earthen floor? There's another issue, even when it's a wooden floor, which is the hatzarech lazer shrias aluntis b'mayim ki yadua. When you want to clean the floor, so you dip a cloth in water, and v'yesh b'zeh mishum kibus. When you take a cloth and you dip it in water, then you've got an issa doraisa of laundering. And then you've got other problems. You're going to end up squeezing it out as well, and when you press it down the floor, it's squeezing it out. There's all sorts of problems with using a towel. That's why you have two issues. I mean, even if there's no issue of the actual washing, because it's not an earthen floor, etc., or a wooden floor, there's still a gazeira, don't do it, even if it's a tiled floor. And there's another side problem, which is using a towel which you make wet. And again, laundering it, squeezing it out, all these things are malachas. Okay, Sif Dalad in the Shulchan Aruch. Also, the Tzadeid Chavis Al Ha'or, it's not allowed to settle a barrel, rest it, move it until it rests comfortably on the ground. Not it comfortably, but it's got onto a flat surface. Right, the Kevanji Kaveda, you have a heavy barrel, Certainly, when you're moving it, this heavy thing on the ground, on this earthen floor, to make sure it's kind of settled, you're going to end up for sure filling in potholes, flattening the ground, which is potentially Malacha Doraisa. Sifkon Yud Ches, Letzadid. What's Letzadid mean? Hainu, Shehu, Metzadado. You move it this way and that. From that moving, it eventually rests comfortably, so to speak, flat on the ground. Sifkon Yud Ches, Chavis Ala Oetz, it's barrel on the ground. Hainu, Chavis Malea, we're talking about a full barrel. Big, heavy, full barrel. You also should not tip the barrel when it's resting on the ground and to tip out its contents, wine or whatever. Because also by tipping it, you're going to be pushing the earth and filling holes. Rather, you have to lift it up off the ground and pour it that way. Rather, because otherwise, when you start tipping the barrel, it's going to dig, it's going to put a pressure on one side of it, and it's going to push down and make a hole in the ground. Even though it's kind of a destructive thing, because who said you want a hole in the mic, you're just destroying your floor. And also, it's not the intent of your act. You're not trying to make a hole, just trying to lift it in that way. We're doing the same act as making a hole, but for a different kavana. I'm trying to make a hole there. And also, it's a irregular way of digging. So even despite all this, it's still necessary to draw a bonon to do this. You end up, again, when you lift up the heavy barrel and it's all one edge of the barrel, the bottom of the barrel is now touching the ground, it's going to push down to the ground and make a hole. Again, even though it's not so productive, etc., etc., it's still necessary to draw a bonon. Since it's heavy, again, you're moving, you're settling the barrel on the ground, and since it's heavy, it's for sure going to flatten holes, and it's a psychration. But the lema the aliyadei had sidud gufa from the actual movement back and forth. Nasa kaka chaloka b'leguma. If you're going to make the ground flat without any potholes, any holes. So that's the pshat according to the way the Shulchan Aruch brought it. Aval mitosus sham mashma delay have a psychration. The wording in the Shulchan Aruch is not like Tosus, because I mean he's not following Tosus in this. The other showing him. But Tosus hold is not a matter of psychration. It's not that certainly when you move the barrel to settle it, it's gonna fill in potholes. Ela the other, that's not the issue. Ela the other mitam shema yishkach v'yavala shoyskum moish miskaven k'deshein noyachloi b'hasidut. It's not that you might accidentally do it. There's no intention. Rather, you might forget a Shabbos and intentionally move in a way where it's going to flatten the ground. So it's a more serious problem. You're going to come to do a deraisa of intentionally flattening the ground. Again, the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch was, it's not your intention you're doing, it's just that it's an enemy's cavern, you're not intending to flatten, and but it will certainly happen, so it's also. Whereas Tosus has got a different concern, Tosus says that you might actually forget the Shabbos and intentionally flatten the ground. We've seen this similar to Machlokes v'Shoinim in earlier cases as well. Okay, as for the question of, are you allowed to settle a barrel when the ground is tiled? That the Tosefta Shabbos tells us, even Shulchan Aruch, who is concerned for psik ratio of settling the bowel, you're going to for sure make holes, but we don't make a gezeira on a case of when it's tiled. Even though we saw in earlier cases we do make a gezeira, here we're not going to make a gezeira when it's davashin miskavim psik ratio. When it's not intended, and it's certainly going to happen, we don't make a gezeira when it's a tile floor because of that. Ayin Sham. However, Pima God at the beginning of this Simon Shinam Zayin, he is Machmir, comes out Machmir, that we make a gezeirah on a tiled floor, even again, lest you come to the same thing by an untiled floor, which would be a situation of psikresha on an unintended act. Ayin Chamber in Mishpat Zov, Oif Gimel, look in the Pima God in Mishpat Zov, Masha Kosov, Oif Bezei writes further about that. But now you should know, the call has Simon as there. Lav Dafkalin Shabbos, you should know it's not only a Shabbos discussion, this whole simon, all these different cases of Einim Eskavin that we've had. Behu Adin, Le'inin Yom Tov, same exact dinim apply to Yom Tov as they do to Shabbos. There's no leniencies in Yom Tov. V'yesh HaShinech Sholem B'zeh, but people that stumble in these dinim that we learn this simon to do it on Yom Tov, thinking that Shabbos is more mekel, when Yom Tov is more mekel, when it's really not. Again, making furrows, and like we said, is a problem. right? Making it, if you're carrying a heavy bench, it's for sure going to make a foul, it's a problem. And we had sweeping the ground in certain situations, a problem. And then we had putting oil on the floor, cleaning the floor, moving the bowel. All these things are a problem on Yom Tov as much as they are on Shabbos. Okay, Ad Kan, the Simon, Shin, Lamed Zayin, we'll start Shin, Lamed Ches tomorrow.